아야네 가장 전에 가장 최대 마 아니 지금 남아산 집에 시리 꼬르도 것이가 아니 좀 다세야 돼 가장 최대 마 다시 그랬어.
So again today we're going to discuss about the tenets, you know, where we start from last time.
아 남아산 집에 들어가 가장 남아 시간 아직. 제라바바 도대바 센터바 엄마바도 제에 변하네 제라바바 연락 사지 뇌에 변하네 다 드리네 사지 둠바 어두시아리스.
And so as I mentioned before that there are four tenets, you know, the Vaivashika, Sautantika, Chittamatrin and Madhyamika. And among these four, the first one, Vaivashika, which is also explained in 7 points. And among the 7 points today we're going to start from the seventh, which is the presentations of the grounds and paths.
다 듬바데라야 뭐 사람진나야 사실 그런 매일 배웠다 다 대만시에 용이 뭐네 방자당 이 예보 사람진나야 사람진나야 의식아 이 사실 이 담시 그랬어.
And so this presentation of grounds and paths is explained in two parts, the object of abandonment and actual presentation of grounds and paths.
다 방자데라 가르잖아네 Pangjala Mikata Divasigre, Pangjala Divasigre. Divatala Yamuchi Chita, Yamuchi Mahibi Divachi Yi, Tashirama Velura to the Constitution.
So the object of abandonments are delusions and, obstructions, you know, delusions or obstructions. So according to this school, according to the system of the Vaivashika school, there are two kinds of obstructions, that is, deluded and non deluded obstructions.
다 도우잖아, 니 도우서 다네. 다 안에 담보 가려서는, 어느 뒤나는 빼잖아, 들어도, 시둡지 탄이 매바이스. 좀 더 고마워서 쟤나, 뇨몸에 들어와도 시제 들어와서 들어와라, 니잖아, 뇌두 시둡니스. 니 룰라, 코랑을 좀 대룰라, 안에, 시둡생은 나하고, 시둡켈레게 매스. 니무쩐지 들어와도, 니무쩐 많이 뵙지만, 니잖아, 매스. 어떻게 해야 돼? 다 빼자, 코랑을 해야 되겠어.
So as it says in the text here, which is quite clear, that this says there is no designation for obstacles to omniscience. So other in other schools, you know, they said there are two kinds of obstruction: the obstruction, you know, the deluded obstruction and the obstruction to omniscience. But here, according to this school, they say there is no, you know, such thing called obstruction to omniscience. So the first it says all the like the six root delusions and the 20 secondary delusions or the three poisonous delusions. All these are, you know, the deluded obstructions. You know, so because these are the delusions, you know, that obstructs one from gaining liberation. So therefore, these are, you know, posited as deluded obstructions.
Ah, that is also page. You go to page. That is right. Tambu to thava thava la. That is part of the procedure. Yes, page is correct. No, tambu is a deluded.
So as you can see in the text, it says deluded obstacles act chiefly as obstacle to the attainment of liberation. And then the second one, you know, which is a non-deluded obstacles, it says act chiefly as obstacle to all knowings, you know, so to the achievement of the full enlightenment or Buddhahood. So that obstructs one from gaining enlightenment, but it is not really a delusion.
So
And then the example he gives is, you know, it says that first, the conception grasping a self-supporting or substantially existent person. You know, so that is the grasping of the self of the person. You know, so that is regarded as the delusion. And you know, the three poisonous delusions that comes from this grasping, you know, this conception grasping of the self, supporting a substantially existing person. So that those are, you know, are the example of the deluded obstacles or obstructions. So according to this system, grasping of the self, a supporting or substantially existing person, is an object of abandonment, and it is seen, you know, to be abandoned. So even in this school, you know, they don't accept the self-supporting person. Not only on this school, but even in other all other four schools, you know, none of these schools of the, you know, tenets, none of these tenets accept the self-supporting person. And if there is no self-supporting person, because if it's a person, it has to depend on the on the aggregates. Yeah. So it has to depend on the aggregate. So therefore, there is no, you know, self-supporting person or self an independent person.
And so,
the substantially existent, substantially existent, the substances, the substance, you know, that is used or consumed, you know, by the self-supporting person. So because there's no self-supporting person, therefore there's no substance that is consumed or used, you know, by the self-supporting person. So it's like, you know, if you think of a person with a horn, you know, person with a horn, a human being with a horn, and I say that this is a food of the human being with a horn. You know, can you give a food of a human being with a horn? You cannot, you know, say that this is a food of the human being with a horn. A human being, you know, with a horn, because there's no human being, you know, with a horn, so therefore there cannot be a food, you know, of the human being with a horn, because there's no human being with a horn. I don't know, it makes sense to you or not. So just like that, there's no self-supporting person, so therefore there's no self, you know, self substantially existing. There's no substantially existing thing, you know, or substance, you know, substance, you know, that is consumed or used, you know, by the self-supporting person.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if there is, you
know, if you're asking if there is a person, human being with a horn? Is there a human being with a horn?
No. What do you say? So, Muragu Yongi,
So, since there is no human being with a horn, therefore, if someone says it's a food, you know, for a human being with a horn, then what will you say? You say, well, it cannot be, you know, food for the human being with a horn, because there's no human being with a horn. So how can it be a food? That's the example, right?
So
So then he says, this is the table, right? The table is, you know, this table, you know, is for the self-supporting person. You know, so is a, who used this the table? And if someone says this is used by a self-supporting person, you know, then he says, that cannot be. You know, there cannot be a thing, there cannot be a table that is used by a self-supporting person. Because there's no self-supporting person, so therefore there cannot be a table that is used, you know, by the self-supporting person. So therefore there is no, you know, self-supporting or substantially existing person, you know, because there is no self-supporting person, so therefore there is no substance that is used or consumed, you know, by the self-supporting person. So anyway, the grasping as the self-supporting or substantially existing person is the, you know, is the delusion, is the grasping of the self of a person, and then grasping as the selflessness, you know, as the empty of the self-supporting or substantially existing person.